Welcome to the latest episode of the Gospel Podcasts. These recordings are published weekly by the Christians that assemble at the Hospital Hill Gospel Hall in Dunfermline, Scotland. Be assured you are in our prayers, and we know that God will bless you for listening. Further information is provided at the end of this short podcast. I now pass you over to the latest message recently recorded at the Gospel Hall. Thank you.
Chapter 8 of the Acts of the Apostles, and verse 26. And an angel of the Lord, or a messenger of the Lord, spoke unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goes down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch, of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to the chariot. And Philip ran there to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest what thou readest? And he said, How can I accept some man should guide me? And he besought Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself, or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. And I'm sure the Lord again will bless to us tonight the reading from his most precious word. To look back to times of when I dwelt in sin, this scripture came forcibly to me as a sinner on the road to a lost eternity. It was Isaiah chapter 53, where this man, a eunuch, was reading. But he could not understand what he was reading. And I couldn't, and I perhaps you didn't understand what you were hearing when you were listening to the gospel of the grace of God. But the man asked the question, the eunuch asked Philip the question, of whom speaketh this man? Of himself or of some other man? Philip the evangelist had the great opportunity, had he not, to mention of the word Jesus, Savior. And I can recall that moment in my life too, when I heard the preacher preach from Isaiah chapter 53. And it struck a chord in my life and in my heart. And I couldn't understand who the preacher was really preaching about. And I really was convicted. What I mean by that, I felt within my own soul and my spirit, there was an emptiness in my life. I needed that to be filled. And as a preacher preached, I always remember his name, Captain Philip, from the Salvation Army. The hall was packed to capacity, and the priests have preached where Philip, where we are reading tonight. And I can recall that moment. I left that place under true conviction, realizing that I was a sinner on the road to hell. And I had deserved to where I was going. But hearing the good word of the Lord, as we've been singing of this sweet story that was spoken so long ago, I understood that I was a sinner and I needed a Savior. Of whom speaketh this man? I wonder tonight, there may be one here, and there may be others listening to the gospel of the grace of God, and you have never come to an understanding like the eunuch did. But Philip made it absolutely clear to him, as we are trying to make it clear to you tonight, from the word of God, not from the word of man. God is speaking. He may be speaking to your heart even tonight, and into that soul of yours. What will be the answer? What will be the reaction to tonight after a meeting like this? Will you, like the eunuch, go on your way rejoicing? Rejoicing in what? Rejoicing in Christ as your Savior, and to go on to know Him as your Lord. That's the truth of the gospel. You either receive it or you reject it. I have found so many outside there. They'll crumble up the leaflet that I give them, throw them into the bin. That's how much they think of Christ. What about you? The Bible says, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? He stands tonight with open arms. Hear again the word of the Lord. Come unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, and know that I am God and there is none else. The eunuch believed. I love these words. If thou believest, thou mayest. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Do you believe tonight? Tell me, sinner, whither bound? Is it to the many mansions where eternal rest is found? Listen again to the hymn writer, passing onward, quickly passing, but I ask thee, whither bound, whither bound? The Lord Jesus gave his life willingly, voluntarily, at the place called Calvary, upon that cross of shame. It was for you, and it was for me. I recall the night when I bowed with others who belong to the Lord, and I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my own and personal Savior. You know, the Lord was lifted. You feel the burden gone. You were different altogether. You're like the man Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And to be born from above, and to know of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God in your life, things will open up for you as a young believer. I always remember my father-in-law when I came into the assembly of God's people. He says, George, I was a great player of the football. I had it before me to go on in seniors. But being associated with the company of God's people, there was these things I had to move away. I remember him saying, George, he says, things won't drop off so quickly. And it's true. Don't think that you can walk out of this place born again and think that's it. But you'll be faced, as many has been faced as believers in the Lord Jesus, to take a stand for Christ. It's no easy passage. The gospel is not a fire escape from hell. Salvation is not. It's something that is real. Real in your life and real in mine. And you know if a person has it. In the Bible here it says of others, they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. There is something, a radical change in people's lives. I trust tonight, if there's one or ones, if whether in this meeting, there may be one, and you've never come to a knowledge. But perhaps you may not have had an understanding of the Word of God. But it's absolutely clear here for this man to go on his way rejoicing in sins many, all forgiven. I trust tonight you will ponder over these things. And this is a message that you'll think about, and you'll think about the man whom the message speaks about, the man called Jesus. And Philip had the joy in his soul too. It says he ran to his chariot and he spake to the man, just as we are speaking to you tonight, and to make you understand and make it absolutely clear as to the great way of salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other. You won't get it from nowhere else. You can go to a priest, you can go to the Pope, you can go to anyone. They'll never give you peace of mind, and they'll never give you a hope of salvation. Sad to say that, but it's true. But go to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess your sins. Romans 10 and 9. We used to sing with the bairns. Romans 10 and 9 is Romans 10 and 9 is a per. What's the word? Romans 10 and 9.
A favorite verse of mine.
Confessing Christ as Lord, I am saved by grace divine. And there's a word of promise in golden letters shine, Romans 10 and 9. If thou wilt believe, thou can be saved even tonight. I trust, fellow traveler to eternity, to the long eternity, understand this in measure, that if you reject and neglect and put it off, and say it like the words of another, I will hear thee again of this matter. You may never hear again the gospel of the grace of God preached from this platform. I trust tonight you'll take heed to the warnings of the Word of God, not to put it off, never to boast not of thyself of the morrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. It's now. It's now or never. The choice is yours. The eunuch went on his way, rejoicing. He knew nothing about the gospel, nothing at all. We hear about the tragedies in Gaza tonight, do we not? Of what's going on. Men and women, boys and girls, children, being ushered into eternity. These things are real. These things are real. I feel that the coming of the Lord is very, very near. The Lord Jesus suffered, bled and died on a cross at Calvary. He was buried in a new tomb. He was risen from the dead. And now he's in heaven preparing, John 14, a place for you and for me. I trust tonight, or this afternoon rather, that you will ponder these things and realize that your time is short and eternity is sure. Believe like the eunuch. Simply believe and understand what you are in the sight of a holy, righteous God. For God will judge a person that is unrighteous, and he will cast that person into that lake of fire. Read again Luke chapter 16, please, if you go home, and read it for yourself. There's a man in hell, and he would be glad with a drop of water to cool his tongue. But say, friend, there's no water in hell, but weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. Is that where you're going to spend eternity? Whether you believe it or not. Well, it's gone beyond your head. You cannot understand it, neither did the eunuch. But understand tonight that Jesus loves you. He gave his life for you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. May God bless you, and thank you for coming to hear again the good word of the Lord. And those who are listening in, perhaps, you can rejoice like the eunuch of old, to rejoice in God's free and full salvation. Shall we pray?
Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this, the latest episode in the Gospel Podcast series. We trust that God will bless you for listening. And if you've not already done so, that you would take this opportunity to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the eternal salvation of your precious soul. If you would like further information, or indeed a free personal copy of God's Word, the Bible, you're welcome to contact us. Full contact details can be found on our website, www.hospitalhillgospelhall.org. May God bless you, and goodbye for now.